Hey, this is Matt Blake from the SoCal Sound production team. We thank you for listening to the SoCal Sound and appreciate you checking out the live sessions. These sessions are listener supported, so please consider becoming a subscribing member. Your contribution helps keep us filming and recording live sessions like the one you're about to hear. Just click subscribe now on the SoCalSound.org homepage and make sure to credit live sessions on the drop-down menu. Thanks again and enjoy another SoCal Sound session.
Welcome to another SoCal Sound Sessions. You're listening to the SoCal Sound, your member-supported public radio station. Remember to subscribe so you never miss any session drop. Today, I am very excited to be with the very talented Brittany Davis with us from Seattle. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
So let's just start off by you telling us a little bit about yourself, how you got into music, when you realized you were a talented musician. How did that all come about?
Well, I always say that music is my first language, and I discovered it. I feel like it discovered me, but, you know, ever since I was a baby, I was singing and writing and, well, I should say singing, humming, making noise, and just being a goofy person. Like, I just had so much music in me I had to express. I didn't know how to get it all out, so I just turned into me, like, beating on the doors with combs and putting dents in the wall. And, yeah, just craziness.
So it's been a lifelong thing.
Lifelong thing, for sure.
Okay. So you faced a lot of adversity in your life. I was doing some reading up on you.
Yeah.
You were born blind.
Yes.
You've been homeless.
Absolutely.
Your father was killed,
yep,
among many other things.
Yeah.
And I can imagine that that goes into your songwriting, that influences it somehow. Can you talk about that?
Mm-hmm. So the influences of my adversities, actually, they kind of helped me captivate the fullness of my expression when it comes to music. It helps me, it's kind of like seasoning to a good gumbo, you know. See, I was raised in Kansas City, Missouri, and so we make good, our saying is, if you ain't sneezing, it ain't season. So it's really, really important to me, especially in music creation, to make sure that there's good seasonings in the pot. When I think about what my dad being killed when I was only 12, and my mom still being incarcerated, having grown up feeling like an alien, kind of, I always thought I looked like an alien. I thought I was an alien because I was blind and all the kids didn't want to play with me. And I was just kind of like, this music, it's a way for me to express those feelings and acknowledge that they're there without being harmful to myself and others. And that's what really gave me the bug, as you say.
Right.
I just couldn't get enough of knowing that I could express these deep feelings on such a relieving level. Like, I literally can just expand beyond all of that stuff with a good song or two.
Well, it's interesting because not only do you have this beautiful voice and you play all these instruments, but your lyrics are great, too. So you're a poet on top of everything else. It's really wonderful to listen to.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's talk about your new album, Image Issues. I'm holding it up right now. It's really cool because there's some Braille on the back here, which I thought was a nice touch. The album comes out on March 1st, and it's a double album. And on top of that, it's your debut album, which is ambitious and awesome. So why did you choose to do a double album for your first release?
Well, honestly, I didn't know it was going to be a double album. I just poured my soul out, and I guess it filled up two vinyls.
Nice.
My brother, so these are the kinds of things I talk about when we talk about adversity. So the last couple songs I put on there, one of them was made for my brother who passed away, who was killed, gun violence.
Jeez.
And it was very recent. It was probably not, it wasn't even a year ago.
I'm sorry, that's tough.
Oh, thank you so much, I appreciate it. But, you know, he was only 26 years old and he had a daughter that was 10. She actually was born right as he went into jail and he did a 10-year bid. So when he got out of prison, she ran into his arms and he's like, yeah, I never leave you, you know? And here she is waiting her whole life for him. Now he's gone.
Ugh.
So my point of saying that is, there's a song on the album that's dedicated in honor of him. And there's a audio clip at the beginning of said song, Wanted You to Know, that features the reunion between my brother and my niece, his daughter. And so, see, these kinds of things happening in real time, you know, it actually caused me to have to make a way longer album than I intended to make. You see what I'm saying?
There's got to be a catharsis in writing about it and performing about it. And also just such a way to remember your brother.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. So you have been compared to Prince and Stevie Wonder, which obviously are two huge people to be compared to, in that you play all your own instruments on this album.
Absolutely, I do.
That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
How do you learn all these instruments?
So some of them, I just listen to context. And there's a lot of, like, sometimes there's studio magic I do to help enhance kind of what I'm doing. But, you know, that's everybody.
Yeah, right.
But I'm just working slow, doing the one note at a time. And intentionally navigating the accessibility world of computers and, like, different virtual instruments that you can use.
Right.
So it's like, maybe I'm not playing a guitar, but sounds like a guitar.
Got it.
Because I'm playing a keyboard like a guitar, because I'm listening to tons of hours of guitar music, mimicking the runs and, you know, the behaviors of guitarists sonically. You know, it's just like learning a language.
Yeah.
So as I'm playing this keyboard hybrid guitar, you know, I'm playing it and you're hearing a guitar. What you're really hearing is a keyboard played like a guitar.
That's so cool. I would have never known that. Yeah, so thank you for that. Can we talk a little bit about Stone Gossard?
We can.
Okay, so I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan. So when I saw that you were working with Stone Gossard, who is a founding and current member of Pearl Jam, and who I would consider to be Seattle grunge royalty, right? I want to know everything, like how this got started, what it's like working with him, what it sounds like, because you guys are in a band together, right?
Painted Shoe.
Okay, yeah. How did that come about?
So one of our mutual friends actually introduced us, and he's been knowing this friend of ours since his second grade year.
Wow.
So they go way back. So this is something that they were introduced to me to a concert of his. And next thing I know, I'm in his studio in Seattle recording. And I'm like just doing improvisational type stuff, right? And one day our mutual friend lets him hear that stuff. And he's like, this is something magical. I got to meet this person. Yeah. So then I met him again at his studio. And it was just like peas and carrots ever since then.
I love it.
Like, and she also, and he also gave me these, like, he would give me little snippets of stuff that he made. And he'd say, hey, what do you think about this? What would you add to this? And I would just add little stuff here and there. And he'd be like, oh, I love that. Do it again. You know what I'm saying?
That's so cool.
And so, like, and we, you know, we would just, you know, we would feed off of each other and just getting involved with Painted Shield because he had some friends that, again, he does that with his friends. He gets little snippets. He had a buddy, Mason Jennings, who's now the lead singer of Painted Shield, which is going to be performing at Paramount Theater in Seattle on the 2nd of March. We are a powerhouse band for sure.
Obviously,
Got Matt Chamberlain as drummer, Jeff Fielder as bassist, Stone Gossard as rhythm guitar, and myself, again, like I said, with the virtual instruments, I am actually lead guitarist, bassist, vocalist, keys. So
that's amazing. It has to be incredibly validating to be among that company.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
Yeah, because to me, they're like I said, like grunge royalty.
Absolutely.
All the names you just dropped are just huge.
Humongous.
Have you guys played live before?
Yes. We did a show I think like last year at the Clockout Lounge in Seattle.
Oh, cool.
That's a staple out there.
Really?
It's a staple.
Oh, that's exciting.
So yeah, we've had some really huge shows out there, but I mean, we did three nights at the Clockout Lounge. All three were packed to the gills.
Awesome. Yeah.
It was fun.
That's got to feel so good.
It was awesome.
Do you do anything else besides music? Obviously, you play every instrument and you sing and, you know, you're on tour and new album. Do you have time to do anything else?
Actually, I've been working on a little project, but, you know, I say this because these are the kinds of things that I like to do. I work on little podcasts and I go on little writing excursions. And I had this idea of a podcast where people could see the world or understand the world from different, you know, different able people's perspectives.
Oh, cool.
But the way that we were going to do this is not the adult way, right? We're going to go back to basics. So the podcast is called Play Your Cards Right.
I love that.
And the reason is because it's all about how in this world, different people, like blind people, different able-bodied people or differently able people are able to actually share the way that they see the world. So it's like, okay, blind person, how do you see the world? Through sound. Okay, so what's your podcast going to be? All about different sound. We're telling a story with as little dialogue as possible while still creating a story.
Oh, that sounds so interesting.
No visuals, because we're over inundated with those. Mm-hmm. I'm a blind person wearing a sparkly shirt. What do you think a sparkly shirt does for a person who can't see it? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, it can do a lot if you want it to, but it absolutely, as far as visually, it can't. So this is the kind of thing. These are the kinds of avenues that I want to get into in my other time.
Right.
When I'm not
when you actually have time.
Yeah, when I actually have time.
Going back to the album and speaking of visuals, you call it Image Issues, which I thought is a pretty clever name. Can you explain a little bit about that?
The reason I call it Image Issues is really because we're talking about body image issues. We're talking about mental image issues. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the inconsistency of which we're taught to love ourselves and hate ourselves at the same time. We are taught to have a cognitive dissonance between who we are and who they say we are. And they meaning, I'll just put it out there, different corporations, you know, sell out themes in societal norms. I mean, we got stuff from the 1800s that still hasn't died.
Right.
You know,
right.
When it comes to social standing and looks and opportunity. So image issues is kind of the representation of what it means to be the one who realizes they have image issues, but also that they're the issued image. I told a friend like this, if there's three people in the room, and one of them is average, one of them's drop dead gorgeous, and one of them looks something like me. As a black person, as a big person, as a woman, as a person who happens to be blind, and we all have the same amount of talent, they're not gonna pick me. Not just by look. It'll make a 0.30-second guess.
Right.
You saw my talent in there. They didn't. That's the only difference.
Right.
So they don't know.
Is that something that's addressed in some of the songs on the album?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
It's addressed in a lot of different ways.
Great.
That's why we want things to be pigmented differently. When you see one side of it, you'll see the bright side. When you see the other side of the album, you see the dark side.
Right. I love that. I was listening to some of your songs yesterday, and one thing I appreciated about them was how fun the ones I heard were, just like upbeat, fun. I was bobbing my head while I was working, but also with some pretty introspective lyrics, which I think is the greatest thing. I love a poppy song with some dark lyrics, and so I think you mastered that.
Thank
I enjoyed
you.
That a lot. So do you come to LA often? Is this your first time here? Have you been here before?
I have been here a couple times before. I haven't been here very often, but I love it out here.
What do you love about it?
It's the, I love the just the atmosphere, the movement.
Yeah.
It's like so busy. Oh, I was in a, I did a show last night, and I was actually walking right past all the stars in the Hollywood Walk. I'm like, oh, goodness, I got to see Michael Jackson's star.
Nice.
This is so awesome.
Yeah.
The radio microphone things, this is so great.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the star, and I'm like, oh, that's so crazy, yeah?
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Just the embossing on the ground. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Okay, so before I let you go, I'm going to ask one more question. Is there anything you want people who are newly discovering your music to know about you or your music? What would you say to a new fan of yours?
New fan, I want you to enjoy. Do what you need to do. Expect nothing consistently, but expect persistence from my sound. I'm going to persistently give you something new, always. I'm always push something new for you. Always know my music is a story. Mm-hmm. Every album you hear, listen to it all the way through. All the way through. Start from the beginning, go to the end. It's a movie.
Awesome. And speaking of albums, Image Issues coming out March 1st. Hold it up once again. Here's the copy of it with Braille
Image
on the back.
Issues.
Yep, so excited. Thank you so much for coming by and playing some songs for us and talking to us. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you, Ellie.
Yeah, thank you.
My name is Brittany Davis. I'm going to be doing a couple originals for you today. Two of them actually are off of my upcoming album, Image Issues, released March 1st. Here we go. Yeah, my brother just got whipped, 50 lashes, 3 strikes for his life, he got no more passes. Went down for the light skin with pretty lashes. Love at first sight, but prison life, he ain't gon' last this. Problem is, he got kids, he sent them a package. Daddy loves you, be good, do well in your classes. Happy B-Day to his dark side, he father madness. Stop meddling with life, blacksmith, the mind is plastic. Ooh, the things I see, oh, in my mind. They trouble me, trouble. Passive lashes, ashes gone. Oh, passive lashes, ashes gone. I say, oh, passive lashes, ashes gone. Yeah, oh. I said my mama just got whipped, 50 lashes, 3 strikes for her life, she got no more passes. Went down for the light skin with pretty lashes. Love at first sight, but prison life, she ain't gonna last this. Problem is, she got kids, she sent them a package. Mommy loves you, be good, do well in your classes. Happy B-Day to her dark side, she father madness. Start meddling with life, blacksmith, the mind is plastic, yeah. Whoa, the things I see, oh, in my mind, they trouble me, they trouble. Passive lashes, ashes gone. Passive lashes, ashes gone. Passive lashes, ashes gone. Passive lashes, ashes gone. This next song is called So Fly. Yeah.
face was chocolate. Then was a river, and I was that river. Yeah. I unlocked it, all of her secrets, as I looked in the mirror. I didn't think, just by looking, I could get any clearer. I looked at that reflection, and with a deep introspection, I started to hear. She said, "You're so beautiful, you're so lovely, you're so lovely, you're so fly, so beautiful, you're so lovely. You know why? I'm so beautiful, you're so lovely, you're so lovely, you're so fly, so beautiful, you're so lovely. You know why?" Every game I win it, and I live with no limit. Yeah, you know that I'm in it, cruise control. See, I come to steal your show, yeah, with that sonic flow. Come on, get on the flow, come on, let's go. See, I'm so taken by you, got to thank the maker for making ya. I knew it was you, I knew it was you. See, I'm so taken by you, got to thank the maker for making ya. I never knew I'm so beautiful, I'm so lovely, I'm so lovely, I'm so fly, so beautiful, I'm so lovely. Ooh, you know why? I'm so beautiful, I'm so lovely, I'm so lovely, I'm so fly, so beautiful, I'm so lovely. You know why? Come on, shiba dooba doo boop doo, shiba dooba doo boop doo, doo doo, shiba dooba doo boop doo, shiba dooba doo boop doo, doo doo, doo doo, doo doo, doo doo, shiba dooba doo boop doo, boop doo, ba 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 ba. You're so beautiful, you're so lovely, you're so lovely, you're so fly. You're so beautiful, you're so lovely. You know why? You're so beautiful, you're so lovely, you're so lovely, you're so fly. Dum dum, you're so lovely. You know why? Ow! Don't let me start. Haze of sweet coffee brown gently stroke my head. She says it'll be okay, just go to bed. One too many warm summer nights trying to get it right, and always trying to think ahead. I tell you, two little ones to care for. No thought of the pain that you bear for. Heart's broken, still gotta make a way now. No time for us to play now. Mama's gotta go. Mama's gotta go. Mama's gotta go. Mama's gotta go. Oh, oh, mama's gotta go. Mama's gotta go. Home sweet home turns into a world of adventure for you. Everything you had from before walks right out the door. Yeah. Hardships are to follow, focused on success but still hollow, and in the end you still couldn't win. Yeah. Two little ones to care for. Your face shows the place of all the pain you bared for. My heart goes out to you. But you did what you had to do. Mama's gotta go. See, I know it's easy to say not to do. You had to care for your babies and you. You had to go through highs and lows. See, when you stop, nobody knows. You have passions and dreams of your own. Yeah, yeah. When you're laid in your bed all alone, whoa, now you don't recognize yourself. Mama, you become somebody else.
SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 FM, The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Hillary Gordon. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce, edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound Sessions are a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. On air at 88.5 FM and streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.